Dog Tale, number 28, Quisling. You know that a man and his dog are great companions. A dog is man's best friend. There was this old fella who didn't have a family. He lived by himself. All he had was his dog. He used to talk to that dog all day long. One day, while he was explaining to the dog an idea he had about how unemployment could be turned from a curse into a blessing without costing the government a dime, the man said, "I sure wish you could talk." And the dog says, "Well, I can." They had a long talk, and the dog agreed with the man about the curse of unemployment and how it could be turned into a blessing by letting people earn sabbatical credit when they worked. But then the dog said, "Don't never tell a soul that I can talk. My life depends on it." But this single man couldn't wait to go to town to tell his friends about his talking dog. He even invited them home to see this wonderful dog. He gathered up quite a crowd of the unemployed, and by the end of the day, when people who were employed got off work, they followed the man to his home. There they found that the dog had been mauled over and killed by a whole pack of dogs that had come out from the town. You see, it's a secret that dogs can talk. One of the best-kept secrets in the world. Yes, dogs can talk, but they don't ought to let on that they can talk, because if it were known that they could talk, they would endanger their favored position in the animal world as man's best friends. Dogs don't want to give up being fed, given a warm spot in the house, a pat on the head, and managing their toilet, all of which they get by playing dumb. The single man regretted losing his Quisling dog, and he buried his remains in a respectable way in the backyard. Quisling was collected from Gwen McVicker in 1980, who has it from Andy McMahon of Louisville, Kentucky. David Maceman of Woodford County, Kentucky, says he heard it in a science fiction story about Thomas A. Edison inventing an intelligence test, which he tries on a dog who scores way off the top. The dog then admits that he can talk and is killed by other dogs for giving out their secret.